in just spring, when the world is mud-luscious and puddle-wonderful. That's poet E.E. Cummings. Come on, didn't most kids play at making mud pies?
We're taking Earth Day literally today, looking at our connection with Earth and why mud season really is the start of something special.
This is Something Wild. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin.
The increasing angle of late April sun and the warming of the soil are agents of great spring transformations.
The conversion of water in lakes, rivers, and snowbanks from solid ice to liquid water and rain runoff seeping into the soil begins a fitful and unpredictable process.
Frozen earth liquefies to create the viscous medium of elemental earth and water.
And then fluid dynamics can result in boot-sucking mud. Even the smell of mud says it's spring.
That smell? That smell has a name. Geosmin.
Geos-what?
Geosmin. It literally translates to earth smell. It's an organic compound that's also in the earthy taste of beets and carrots. Thawing soil and overnight rains awaken all manner of insects, spiders, sow bugs and centipedes and ants and earthworms.
And that fuels the return of spring songbirds. Foraging robins, red-winged blackbirds, grackles, suddenly they all have food options other than seeds.
And the overnight migration of long-dormant frogs and salamanders, creatures that spent the winter living underground, frozen in soil, they too are now emerging from under the mud and leaf litter.
And that means that raptors like red-shouldered hawks and barred owls can find fairly easy pickings as they prey on migrating salamanders.
Think about moles that eat earthworms. And chipmunks and squirrels, they are also surprisingly carnivorous. They might be annoying if you're a gardener, but they are all aerating the soil, which creates a rich humus.
This annual Great Awakening begins with sunlight and the warming of Earth, literal Earth, from mud to dry soil, and the beginning of plant growth.
Mud season quickly yields to bud season as hardwood trees blossom and leaves begin to unfurl, casting that pastel wash to the forest canopy.
And colorful spring warblers arrive to glean awakening insects from twigs, buds, and crevices of the bark.
Meanwhile, down below on the forest floor, in the warming soil, if you poke around under damp leaves, that's where you'll find the green, tightly coiled fiddleheads of emerging ferns.
And spring ephemerals, the earliest seasonal wildflowers, are emerging in full sunlight before the forest canopy casts new shade over the forest floor in May.
These wildflowers create a kind of vernal nutrient dam, tying up nutrients and anchoring soil that might otherwise wash away in the spring rains.
April showers bring...
Mayflowers. So what do Mayflowers bring?
Oh, no, don't say it.
Pilgrims. Mayflowers actually seem to bring black flies. Black flies and ticks start to emerge when seasonal brooks are running bank full, and fields and brush provide places for ticks questing for hosts.
A cruel, cruel irony.
But the sunlight and warmth is an agent of change for drying out the mud and making it possible for plants and wildlife to resume the renewal we celebrate every spring. Happy Earth Day, everybody. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR, and is produced by the team at Outside In.